We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Green Bay Packers fans, and welcome back to another edition of the Daily Draft, brought to you by the good folks at Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin, just minutes from beautiful Lambeau Field. I'm your host and the publisher of Packer Report, Ross Uglum. And today we are discussing, what else will we be discussing if it's Packers draft season, a Georgia Bulldog defender. This time it is versatile safety Javon Bullard. And as I mentioned, Javon is a versatile player. That's the number one thing that jumps off when you watch him play. He's lined up all over the place. It's kind of a pain in the butt. It's easier, not necessarily more fun, but it is easier to evaluate a player when they line up at the same place. Offensive linemen are easy, especially left tackles. Well, he'd be the guy on the left-hand edge of the offensive line. Javon Bullard, that don't work that way. He is lined up absolutely all over the field. Tough to track, but fun to watch. Tons of slot snaps, tons of free safety snaps, cornerback snap here and there. He plays all over. Size is, I'm going to give it a pro, okay? And that'll kind of be confusing because we'll talk about his size a bit. But he's 5'10 and a half, 198. And the 198 might sound a little bit light for safety, and the 5'10 and a half might sound a little bit short, but it's fine, okay? And he's thick. He's got density, right? So if he was 6'2", 198, that'd be a little bit more of a problem. Being 198 when you're 5'10 and a half and not 5'9", and look, there are great short safeties. Earl Thomas was awesome. Antoine Winfield Jr. is awesome. There are good short safeties. I don't know if I'd call 5'10 and a half short, especially for all the different things that Javon Bullard can kind of do for you. I think he's got a good frame for a defensive back, and especially someone that you can use as a chess piece. He ran well, but that's all we know. Okay, ran well. I'll get the exact time here, but I don't think he did anything in Indianapolis outside of running, meaning that we're waiting on Georgia's pro day for explosive numbers and for change of direction numbers. But whether he is a slot cornerback for your ball club or a free safety, you run 4.47. That is good enough. It's good enough wherever. It's not, if he's an outside corner, 4.47 is just good, not great. 4.47 really for a nickel or for a safety is good. Anything in the mid 4.4s is good. He's got plenty of speed. He's a fluid athlete. And guys, I tell you, safeties that are fluid enough in the hips to cover guys in the slot have a lot of value. When you're passing stuff off, if you're playing cover one robber as opposed to cover match. So basically the two, most common kinds of cover one. You have cover one robber, where you have somebody in the hole. That's a four-man rush, because you have, you know, if you do the math, you have a four-man rush, one robber, one free. That's five plus six. You have five men to defend the five eligible pass catchers. So, excuse me, in those coverages, he's able to play one-on-one with the tight end and do it well, or one-on-one with a slot receiver if you're going to stay in base defense. He's good in that robber hole, and he can play the free safety spot. Same type of thing if you're going to bring a five-man pressure and play cover one, especially out of the base. He can legitimately play man-to-man and has the change of direction to be able to move with slots. Not all safeties can do that, guys. Safeties are often very linear athletes, and this guy is not. Okay, Javon Bullard is he's basically a nickel. A little bit of Darnell Savage, really, the college prospect, right? A little bit of Darnell to his game, what I've seen on tape, how he profiles. Not your, you know, prototypical, I just play safety. That is not Javon Bullard's game. It's not what's on his film. I would say that he is a high football IQ player. And some of you or some folks would just look at his basic, like, charting, whether it's Pro Football Focus or whomever, and I'm not talking about their grades, I'm talking about where he lined up. He must be a smart guy. It's not just that, though, right? It's not that he can play a little bit of safety, a little bit of free safety, play a little bit of nickel, play a little dime. He is a smart football player because he's got good instincts. He understands route concepts. He understands leverage. He doesn't bust coverages. Very few busts that I would have marked for Javon Bullard during his basically 2 years. And that's one thing to talk about, but I mean, you have just constant flow of NFL talent on the defense in Georgia. There are very few 3 and 4 year starters at Georgia. That it happens, but it's not the norm, right? You generally are probably playing behind a guy that's going to the NFL. And that was, I think, the case for Bullard really 2 years as a starter. Ball skills guys are high level. 2 years, 8 passes knocked down, 4 picks, and a fumble recovery. And again, a lot of this too, remember, is playing slot cornerback, not you know, sitting at free safety, waiting for bad throws, waiting for Georgia's front to get pressure so he can catch an overthrow. I mean, he's moving all around. He's playing in the box. He's playing nickel. He's playing dime. He's playing free safety. He's doing a little bit of that, but this guy's moving all over the field and is able to break up 8 passes and pick 4 more balls off in 2 years. That's a heady football player, high football IQ. That ball skills are a big part of that. Very strong blitzer and a pass rusher. You go back to his 2022 film, look at his statistics, even really, really good in the pass rush game. I think he was credited with 3.5 official sacks, had some other pressures. You know, not, I don't want to throw like Leroy Butler's name around because that's a little blasphemous, but he's fun, man. I mean, he can go get him from the slot. You blitz him from a safety spot, blitz him from a nickel spot. He understands how to create pressure quickly and how to not get, you know, drilled by an offensive lineman, or, you know, try to take on a tight end or try to take on a back head up. Like, he's a really, really good pass rusher. Again, for a guy who's 5'10 and a half, 198. Okay. Cons. We don't know what we don't know on the testing side. And again, that's just more of a tiebreaker, or, you know, something to kick him up a little bit, up a half a round, down a half a round, whatever. So we don't know what we don't know. We don't know if his change of direction that we really like on film is backed up by the agility numbers that the Packers love when they draft defensive backs. And they do. They really especially like the 3-cone. I would like to know Javon Butler's 3-cone to know if the Packers will maybe be a little bit interested in him. We also don't know his jumps, his explosive numbers, right? His broad jump and his vert. And the Packers are a big broad jump team. They really believe that that broad jump will, you know, translate onto the football field with explosive motion. And a lot of their high draft picks, and Bullard would have to be a high pick, I think, definitely top 4 rounds and probably top 3. I don't think he's going to be one of these athletic outliers that Green Bay grabs at round 5 or 6 or 7 just because his tape is good. I think that will probably not be the case. Is he a tweener, right? Can he do a lot of things well, but nothing really well? Do you know, I think Morgan Burnett had some of that especially towards the end of his career. Well, is he a strong safety or is he a sub linebacker? What are we kind of doing here? Micah Hyde, they could never figure out. Quentin Rollins, they could never figure out. Demarius Randall, they could never figure out. I think they have a much smarter defensive coach in charge now. But the tweener thing is real. And there's a fine line between versatile and tweener. And for the record, Micah Hyde was versatile. Quentin Rollins was a tweener. That's the line. That's the line right there. Not a consistent tackler. I would like him to tackle better, especially free safety. I wouldn't worry about it so much because he's not one of your force run defenders. He's going to play nickel for you. He needs a tackle, especially Green Bay, the single high set. If they're going to go smaller on the pass rusher side, and even if they're not, they're still in most alignments going to be spilling at the edge, not containing. So if you're going to spill an outside run to Javon Bullard, he needs to be able to make the tackle. And that has not been super consistent throughout his 2 years as a starter at Georgia. Doesn't have a ton of burst. And that's why I've been interested in the jumps. I think he runs really well, right? 4.47 is great for a safety, good for nickel. But it doesn't catch up to guys when he does get beat. That recovery speed, that gear, that explosion, that burst. And, of course, vertical jump applies to, like, playing the ball in the air and actually jumping. But vertical and broad is a lot of translation along with the 10-yard split in the 40 to just burst. Oh, shoot, I took a wrong step. Now I need to recover and knock down this 30-yard completion. That's shown in some of those tests that he didn't do in Indianapolis. And it is, I wouldn't say a problem, but it is a concern. It is something that's on his tape where his recovery speed is not, you know. And look, he doesn't have a round one or even a round two grade for me. So we'll talk about Bullard. Like, I'm going to spend a little time in the cons because this is a player I like quite a bit, but he's not a top 50 guy for me. So there are going to be things that I'm going to quote unquote complain about with Javon Bullard.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's so crazy to think that we're over a month removed from actual football, and it's already the start of free agency. But despite the end of football, the action on the floor is just beginning to heat up. It's tournament season, the NBA's in its final push towards the playoffs, and there is no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. So that means it's time to get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks. There are so many reasons why Prize Picks is my favorite fantasy app, but my absolute favorite aspect is the fact that I can log in, easily make my selections, and submit my entry within 60 seconds. Prize Picks completely changed my football season and my overall enjoyment of the game. Now, it's NCAA tournament time, and I sincerely cannot wait to combine two of my favorite activities, March Madness and Prize Picks. This week, I'm already keeping an eye out for Damian Lillard three-point makes, Nikola Jokic rebounds, and let's just say I plan on making a ton of Caitlin Clark picks over the next couple weeks. The best part is that right now you can download the app and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. So download that app right now and use code PACKADAY for that first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
What is he at the NFL? What does he do? again, not great size. Would 6'205" be better? Yeah, 6'205" would be better. I'd know what to do. So does he play nickel for you? Does he play dime? Does he play free? He's probably not big enough to be a consistent box safety. So we're looking at nickel. We're looking at free. We're in the Micah Hyde zone where you're either a nickel or a free safety because we're not playing box safety, strong safety. We're not going to be Cam Chancellor or Hufanga or, you know, one of those guys. We're not going to be that at 198. You could play the post. They just probably signed Xavier McKinney to play the post, they being Green Bay. And that's where we're going to get right here into the Packers fit. They love Georgia. Hard to argue about that. A lot of ones spent on Georgia Bulldogs, and Bullard is not a one, but I mean, you talk about Devontae Wyatt, Quay Walker, of course, Eric Stokes. They're in on the Georgia of it all. So, you know, Goody's going to be at that pro day, or he's going to send Milt to that pro day, whatever it may be, but they're on the radar because there's a connection, obviously, there with Kirby Smart's staff, somebody that they've got feeding the Packers, Georgia Bulldogs, them and Philly. I've got about all of them between Jalen Carter and N'Kobe Dean and Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt and Jordan Davis, and you know, go on and on. Green Bay with of course Eric Stokes as well. They're heavy into the Georgia Bulldogs. He is big enough for them to play corner, but we don't know the agility numbers, right? He's tall enough and heavy enough to qualify as a cornerback for the Green Bay Packers. Now, he's not going to play outside corner, but if they say you're Micah Hyde, who's faster, kind of like what we were talking about with Cooper DeJean. Javon Bullard is not Cooper DeJean, but what we were talking about, where they just go, okay, well, you're a nickel, but you have more range. We would be more comfortable playing you at free safety. Okay, we can have that conversation. But we don't know the agility numbers. So we don't know if he's going to have that sub 7 second three cone that would probably make them think he could play nickel. Other than that, let's see. Not big enough probably to play safety, but we don't know that for sure. 5'10 and a half, 198. That is not what they have done at the safety position. But who knows? We don't really know a ton about what Half wants. McKinney's definitely bigger than that, guys. But who knows? You know, McKinney's talked about moving around a lot. Well, maybe McKinney plays a little bit more box. Maybe Javon Bullard's your free. McKinney would definitely be probably involved in more plays if that were the case. I don't know if the value's the same, but he might be involved in 16 plays instead of 11, 16 plays instead of 8, right? If you're going to have him low and Bullard high, I think that's, as I sometimes say, on the menu. And that was my last point on the Packers fit. He would be a fun, versatile piece to work with McKinney. And I'm going to get into this probably the next Mock Draft Monday. Which would not be the one on the 18th of March, but the following one. Sometimes you got to pay attention to what the Packers say. And Goody kind of let it slide. We or I certainly am guilty of having the idea that the Packers really want to do Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor. And what I mean by that is Earl Thomas never played strong safety and Cam Chancellor never played free safety. I'm sure it happened on a rotation like here or there. But Earl Thomas's role was free safety, and Cam Chancellor's role was strong safety. And then the Seahawks kept on, acquired Quandre Diggs, and Quandre Diggs was the free safety, and Jamal Adams was the strong safety. You're seeing that in other places that run, you know, kind of this single high look. Hufanga does not play a ton of free. Well, the Packers have sort of let the cat out of the bag that they might be looking to do a little bit more of the interchangeability. And that was a big thing for Dom Capers. Dom Capers loved interchangeable safeties. They had a tremendous free safety in Nick Collins, but there are a lot of reps, guys. You go back and watch some of that old Packers film from Rodgers' early career. Nick Collins is around the line of scrimmage, and they've got all sorts of, I'm going to just say it, like bums back playing free. Charlie Pepper, not a bum. Charlie Pepper is a world champion starter. But we don't get into the Atari Bigby of it all and the MD Jennings of it all. We can. Jerron McMillan, my God in heaven. Interchangeable. So if you don't view, and I didn't, I thought McKinney would be like the world's best box safety, basically. But Green Bay's talking a lot about playing him at the post, and that's fine. He's slower than a guy that I would play at the post, but he's good at it. He's one of the best free safeties in the world. So if you're going to be more interchangeable with nickel, strong safety, and free, Jamon Bullard just might be your guy. And we're going to have to check out, I think, the testing to see how he does at Georgia's Pro Day. The agilities are going to be the big one. You want him to jump well, but he already ran fine. And the big one is going to be agilities, because I think Bullard probably, if the Packers are going to draft him, they're going to say this is our nickel corner with some free safety wiggle. Because at 5'10 and a half, 198, he's probably not meeting their safety thresholds. Nickel? Maybe there's nothing wrong with that. Overall grade, 4. Mr. Jamon Bullard, he's a mid 3 for me. That's his grade. He is 78th overall on Big Board 3.0, and he's my 8th ranked safety, and I'd be okay with the pick. At 58, I'd kind of be like, okay, all right, I see it. At 88 or 91, I'd be thrilled, especially if, you know, they went heavy on the offensive line in those first 3 picks, or, you know, we're able to grab a corner, able to grab a pass rusher. I would be really, really excited for, you know, kind of the next most valuable defensive backfield piece to be a flyer on a guy like Jamon Bullard to pair with Xavier McKinney. I think that could be super fun. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. Really enjoyed doing this one. I think Bullard's an exciting prospect with a round 3 grade, definitely a top 100 guy. And frankly, you see 78th overall. How much have I talked this draft season about loving the strength of this draft from player 25 to player 80? Bullard's right there. How can you help us out? Buy the Green Bay Draft Guide powered by Packer Report. You can use promo code DAILY, as in the daily draft, D-A-I-L-Y, for 10% off. That link should be right here in the video description or the podcast description. If not, just go check it out at Packer Report. Check us out at Packer Report. First month is a buck. If you hate us, I'll give you the dollar back. I have said that many times. I have not yet given the dollar back, but check us out at the VIP level, and you can easily transfer that into a lower cost annual subscription if you do like us. The monthly costs more than the annual. Super easy transition. 2 clicks of a button. Boom. Done. You can follow me. I'm at Ross Uglum on X, formerly known as Twitter. Do everything that you're supposed to do here at the Daily Draft. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications that so you get every single ounce of Packers content that you require on a daily basis. Have a great rest of your day, goodness gracious people, and go Pack Go.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.